It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, there's a major healthcare project under construction in Jamestown. Matheson Memorial Health Clinic's new health and wellness facility is at the intersection of Highway 108 and 5th Avenue in Jamestown. It's a big development in local healthcare. We're pleased to have the prior CEO, John Vass, who is now the project director on the project, as well as Jasmine Rice, who is the new CEO of Matheson Memorial Health Clinic, in studio with us today. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So first, maybe just a little bit of an introduction. I'll go to Jasmine first. You know, tell us about yourself and what kind of led you to this position.
Well, I've been with Matheson Memorial Health Clinic now for a little over 6 years. Prior to becoming the CEO in January, I was the clinic administrator. Prior to that, I was with Adventist Health for about 16 years. Most recent role prior to, when I left there, was director of operations for clinics. So leadership of clinics, I enjoy it.
Very cool. So being a CEO, what are the types of things that you oversee?
CEO, for me, the transition has been a lot more about finances, getting involved in the overall picture, the future, more of a visionary type of position versus kind of an operational. Building my team, we have an excellent team. We've got some great leadership that is recently joined us. So just looking at the future, the growth.
And John Vass, how about you, your background?
Yeah, my background in tribal health, I've been probably 24, 25 years. I worked up north in Modoc County for 12 years. I've been at Matheson's for almost 11 years. And kind of in similar positions, I was the executive director up at Fort Bidwell, and we built a new clinic up there, a fire station, a lot of infrastructure up there. And my background prior to that was I was a general contractor in the state of California since 1984, I think, when I got my license. And so I'm familiar with the construction project and how that flows. And it's really kind of a nice transition. I was fortunate to be able to have the pass off going to Jasmine Rice as a new CEO, and the continuum, like she said, they're building incredible. The leadership portion of managing, and I'll just give you a little background to it. And I think it was in 2021, we had 22 employees full time, and today I think we're at 102.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 102. So there's a big the demand for the services, of course, has increased, thus the need for the new clinic, because our space, it hasn't grown. We've been running buildings like satellite stations throughout Jamestown, which makes a little bit difficult because it's not under one roof. And so the beauty of it is through this program, we're going to build the building that the primary care clinic on Seiko Street is a little over 4,000 square feet. The finished product on the new clinic, behavioral health and primary care, is going to be real close to 20,000 square feet. So it's exciting to see not only the demand, but the response to the demand on what we're doing in the process right now.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into the new project. For people who aren't familiar, you mentioned existing facilities and so forth. What are the different places that you currently have?
We have a primary care clinic off of Seiko Street. Typically houses about 6 APPs, advanced practitioners daily. And we have a wellness center, which is on Main Street, which is our behavioral health clinic. We have a few psychologists, LCSWs, see patients there. We have a same-day walk-in clinic, which is also on Main Street. It's sort of a low-level urgent care. We have an acupuncture clinic in Jamestown. And we also have our Red Feather clinic, which is a addiction clinic, pain management clinic. We have two SUD counselors and a psychiatric nurse practitioner, that work out of there. And then we have a dental clinic, hard-to-build dental clinic in Jamestown. So the dental clinic is off of Greenlee Road in Sonora.
Very good. I'll go back to John Vass. And as you mentioned, you're kind of the perfect fit to oversee this new project with your background. So tell us a little bit about the history of the project. There was a great groundbreaking recently, but what kind of led up to this project that's now underway?
Sure. Well, we're fortunate as a group, and Jasmine has worked with this particular group. We have three people, myself included, that worked on this grant. And what it is that we kind of are part of a program that will identify grants that may fit what we're looking to do. And I think I want to say it was back in 2022, the Department of DHCS had initially, it was four rounds of funding. They got $430 million to award. And it's primarily a behavioral health infrastructure program. And thus, the bigger portion of the new clinic is going to be 10,400 square feet of behavioral health, which is going to, I don't know, triple our current provider, and who we can see is going to have group therapy and all sorts of nice things. But through this program, we applied for a grant and were able to, with some refinements to it over the period of time, it took us about a year to kind of get everything collected. There's a lot to it, a lot of moving parts. We were successful, and we ended up getting a little over, it's 13.9 on the grant award, which for a tribal entity, I think it was one of the biggest allowances for grants. And it was 3% of the $430 million. So we were elated to get it. But the long story of the short is that, okay, that was back in 22. You can see we're in 26, and we just did the groundbreaking. So it's been in that process. There's a lot that goes into kind of the grant writing isn't so much the issue as the grant management. And so you have to have a very, I think, kind of structured team. We had Chris Moore, who used to work for us, that is now based in Florida. And like I said, we have a couple other people that work directly in grants. And with Jasmine and myself, we were able to, and we work closely with our CFO, Amy Curtin, who we had to do all sorts of infrastructure and feasibility studies. And so we were fortunate to get that done. And everything kind of got delayed, if you will, just because within the county, the project is unique, and I think it took to get the site development plan. We've been working on the plans as far as design goes for the last at least 3 years. And so to get the final building permits, I think we got those in early June, site grading, environmental. There's just the part I learned from this is because my construction experience, a lot of it was residential. I had small commercials, some of the work that I did up on the reservation in Modoc County isn't permit-based. When you're on trust land, it's a whole different sort of animal, if you will. And here we're on fee land, we're right on the corner of 5th and 108, that the county's involved. And so they've been very supportive, but it is a long process. I don't know if I got too far into the weeds on it.
No, not at all. So it's a great location right there, 108 at 5th Avenue. How did you land at that location?
Well, we had kind of, when we were applying for the grant, we were looking at what we wanted to be more
visual.
And so we were looking for something that would be on a main road, that would be high visibility. And that there was two parcels there. We took and combined them, did a lot line adjustment. It's 1.8 acres now. And the tribe, Chicken Ranch Casino, they've been excellent through this whole thing, because basically without them, we don't exist. So long story short, they bought the property. I think escrow closed like in 2023. And then we did the work of getting the lot line adjustment and all the things necessary. There's a lot that goes into it. It definitely can be done, but I'm always like chomping on the bit. I did learn the lesson of slowing down, and I had a guy tell me that's been in commercial building a long time, says you plan slowly and you build quickly. So we're going to see how quick we can get this thing up and run it. They're making incredible progress over those last 30 days. So we're excited.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with a pair of guests from the Matheson Memorial Health Clinic on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We have the prior CEO and the project director for the new facility that's being constructed on Highway 108 and 5th Avenue in Jamestown. Also, the new CEO. We're joined in studio by John Vass and Jasmine Rice. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
I welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on the Matheson Memorial Health Clinic's new health and wellness facility. It's a new project that's under construction, Highway 108 and 5th Avenue in Jamestown. It's a major healthcare project. During the first segment, we heard a lot about the history and how it first was developed. I'll go back over to Jasmine Rice, who is the CEO of the Matheson Memorial Health Clinic. So tell me a little bit about the offerings that are going to be inside the new clinic and how they were picked.
Okay, so behavioral health obviously is connected to the grant that we received through DHCS. I'm sure it's no secret that behavioral health is a great need, not only in our county, I mean in the state of California and so on. So tripling that service line is going to be amazing for our community. We are going to hope to have psychiatry, psychologists, and LCSWs. We're going to do some group therapy. We want to incorporate some child offerings in that department. Primary care is also going to more than double. We are also going to hope to grow our dermatology service line that we currently offer. Potentially what I would like to be able to do is to contract with other specialists, local specialists, orthopedics potentially, cardiology, et cetera, and have them rotate through our clinic bi-monthly or whatever that might look like. As a Medi-Cal, primary Medi-Cal clinic, as an FQHC, those service lines are beyond impacted for that type of patient. I mean, the time that they have to wait to be seen, the traveling that they have to do, it's just not good patient care.
Mm-hmm. John, as the former CEO, anything you'd like to add about some of those services now being offered?
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of with Matheson, particularly as it relates to the rich tribal cultural heritage and the way that they view as far as, I think, food as medicine and some of the the potential that we've got with the new clinic, I think, with the primary care and behavioral health in the center of it, there's a, they call it an art structure. It's kind of a meditation place right at the front of the building. And then inside, there's going to be a test kitchen that we're looking at a nutrition as a main driver. I mean, there's so much, I forget the percentage, it's 48 or 52% people are either pre or diabetic. And really what it comes down to is food. A lot of it comes down to food choices. And so what we're hoping to do and slowly bring this along is to give all actual in the test kitchen is to give cooking lessons and diabetic services as it relates to nutrition. And so I think when you take sort of a tribal approach, a lot of what they've done over the centuries, a lot of the plants that are out there are actually medicine that I think are going to play into what that whole program and definitely start out small. But I think if we start looking as food or plants as medicine, it's going to change our perspective. I'm diabetic. And one of the reasons I'm diabetic is because I'm lazy in the sense of choosing the correct food, not so carbohydrate, sugar. But the reality is there's a whole huge segment of people that are diabetic. So with having the test kitchen right there in the center of this building, I think it's going to be an awesome opportunity not only to what Jez was saying about the primary care side of how that's going to increase, and the behavior health having that all centered by the nutritional side. And I know it's something that we've talked about and wanted to do. It's just it's space that you need to do these things, to be able to have 40, 50 people in your test kitchen to see, okay, how do you prepare food? What, and the other good thing of that, and I don't know if you've seen it from Chicken Ranch, Rancheria, is that they have their gardens that's under the greenhouses. And they have, I've been up at the tribal administration when they harvest, and the amount of vegetables, freshly grown organic, is phenomenal. And they're, because they're in greenhouses, a lot of them, it's phenomenal what they grow. So we're excited about that partnership too.
Yeah, I've been out to the garden area. It is pretty amazing what they have growing there.
Yeah.
So, Jasmine, it sounds like it's going to be kind of a real holistic approach to healthcare.
Absolutely. And it's going to be nice to have primary care and behavioral health under the same roof. You can actually have the peer-to-peer, provider-to-provider conversations, patient handoff, you know, more of the whole person care approach is what we're really hoping for.
Any idea like how many jobs it will create once completed?
Well, providers, we are already starting to... our recruitment plan is already coming to fruition. We're going to double, like I said, or triple our behavioral health providers, double our primary care providers. We, at this time, have a majority of our providers are APPs, so we hope to bring on at least two MDs or DOs. We will have a CMO also that we will hire, recruit for. As far as staff level, we're probably looking at about 20 FTEs.
And, John, I imagine a lot of construction jobs right now as well.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what the – and I'm fortunate enough to where – were you out there for the grand
opening? I was, yes.
Grand opening.
Groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking. And my office is in that little house that's right next to the construction. So it's easy for me to kind of – I can look out the window and see what they're doing. So it's always it's kind of exciting each day what they're doing different. We're starting to do the retaining walls on the outside of the property, and it's coming along nicely. The neighbors have been excellent. It's a big project. A lot of dust, a lot of ground movement, moving dirt, earth. So there's a lot of dust. And one thing I can tell you is Boyer Construction and their group of people have done an excellent job of trying to keep the dust down and moving quickly, quite frankly, in my opinion, of where we're going to get. So we're excited about each and every day that we're moving forward.
Are there any tentative timelines right now for when you'd like to have it done and be open?
Tomorrow. Yeah, no, because it's grant-based, we do have timelines, deadlines that have got to be done, which is a good thing because I think it keeps everybody focused. And so I do mention this. The other side, this is a $32 million project. So we got $14 million from the state. That other $18 million is coming through a financing plan that we work with Chicken Ranch Casino, Rancheria, to get that other side of it. And we just actually closed it, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So it's, again, it's a work in progress. And the good thing is we've got all the monetary things, all that done. So we're excited that we're because of where we're at and how quickly, if it gets done, that come the wintertime, they're hoping to have that thing. It could possibly buttoned up. We're thinking that the end of December of 2027 as the final completion, and hopefully Boyer's not listening to that because they're thinking 2028, but we're believing 2027 December.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, I was curious too, just your thoughts on the community support at the groundbreaking. You had the Jamestown Promotion Club, a number of tribal leaders spoke, as you mentioned. So what have you noticed just about the community getting behind this project?
Well, I think that's the unique part about Jamestown is that I know Sonora's bigger, of course, and it's more spread out. But I think with Jamestown, particularly with the Promotion Club and Gary Wilson and the people that are working in that, is trying to keep things vibrant. I mean, it's incredible what they did over the last 2 years with the sidewalks. And I mean, that was a major project, what they did on the roads, the sidewalks for Jamestown. And I think the support that we've gotten from the promotion club and specifically from the tribe has gone a long way in making this successful. That was one of the first things we recognized when we applied, is we had to go to, number one, the tribe, and make sure that this is a project you want to do, because you're going to have to do a resolution. You're going to have to sign off on it. And the same with our partners in Jamestown. Yeah, it's a little off the downtown side of Jamestown, but we're still involved, and I think we work really well with Jasmine's got fondness. We're so spread out in Jamestown. She was always running around downtown Jamestown. So the fact that this is going to be over, which you had mentioned about being under one roof, it's going to make it a lot easier to have everybody there. So you're not going to this satellite location, this satellite. And in fact, our business offices are now in the, I don't know if you knew, in the old Harley motorcycle place. And that's where the business offices are right now. You guys just transitioned into that.
In December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is huge, because now you've got all of your billers, coders, administrative people in that one building. So it's kind of a nice vibe where Jasmine can just walk around with a little stick.
So the new offices, is that a relatively – when did that happen, did you say?
December.
December?
Yeah. So we've been in there for, what has it been, 7-8 months now.
So it's been a good move?
Absolutely good move, yeah. Having everyone all separated, isolated is never a good – it's hard. It makes it hard to be a real team. So having everyone together on the one roof has been great, our administrative team.
You know, the new facility coming online, I have to imagine you're pretty optimistic stepping into this new role as CEO.
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited. I mean, I could tell you, I now completely understand the importance of a groundbreaking ceremony because the amount of work that goes in prior to that happening is incredible. You know, and having John on board with his expertise with that has been amazing. Having him as my mentor for the last 6 years, amazing, a complete blessing. So, you know, and like I said, building I believe we have a very strong leadership team that's ready to get this thing going, and I think it's going to be great for the community, and I'm super excited.
You take one more break. We're talking about the new Matheson Memorial Health Clinic and the new health and wellness facility at the intersection of Highway 108 and 5th Avenue. It's under construction in Jamestown. We have the prior CEO, John Vass, and the new CEO, Jasmine Rice, on the program this weekend. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on a major healthcare project under construction in Jamestown, the Matheson Memorial Health Clinic's new health and wellness facility. It's under construction at the intersection of Highway 108 and 5th Avenue. We have John Vass, who is the prior CEO of the Matheson Memorial Health Clinic, as well as the new CEO, Jasmine Rice. Vass is also the project director on the project. Jasmine Rice, I'll go back to you. You know, stepping away from just the project itself in general, what do you see as kind of the big challenges right now facing rural healthcare?
You know, it's for me, it's the impacted service lines. I mean, primary care right down to any specialist, cardiologist, it takes months to be seen, and I just don't think that is good patient care. I think that's probably the biggest challenge, honestly. Finding behavioral health providers is another challenge across the state, like I had said previously. So I think those are our two biggest challenges right now.
John, how about you? What comes to mind when you think about challenges on the horizon for rural healthcare?
Yeah, I think you're seeing it in what Jasmine had mentioned, was the lack of, in our colleges, the capacity to have behavioral health. I know when I was on CEO, trying to find just one behavior health, either psychologist, LCSW. I mean, we'd go 6 months, 9 months into looking for a candidate, and then we'd have to vet, you know, 6 months. So I think the challenges, and that's what delays, I believe, healthcare is the capacity, and this thing's going to be awesome because it's going to open up schedules. You're going to have more people to see more people, and I think that's important. And I think Jasmine's real well aware our patient type is a Medi-Cal based, so we're able to do things that maybe other clinics can't do. And as a federal tribal FQHC, that helps a lot with having that certification and being able to help in a lot of different ways on the primary care, the derm, the dental. It's people that didn't have those services. I'll use acupuncture. 4 years ago, you couldn't be seen as a Medi-Cal patient and acupuncture. And we're quite fortunate because we can do that, and even on the dental side. So they're getting services and care that they should have, didn't have, and now have through the federal and state government in Matheson. And I know there's the other tribal clinics are doing the same thing. Very successful.
Jasmine has mentioned seeing Medi-Cal patients. For people who are curious about the services that you offer, do you take all different types of insurance?
We do take all different types of insurances. We're actually contracted with the majority. We do prioritize tribal patients and our government payers, Medicare, Medi-Cal, and Managed Medi-Cal, but we accept all payers. And in fact, we have our same-day walk-in clinic on Main Street in Jamestown. That is also open to the community. You do not have to be an established patient at Matheson to be seen there.
You know, people are interested in being new patients, so they call a main office, they go online. How does that work?
Either way, we have new patient packets on our Matheson website. And then, of course, yes, they can call our main number and get established that way, too.
Well, we've got just a few more minutes left on this weekend's Motherload Views. John Vass, any closing comments or things we didn't highlight that you want to bring up?
I think I just want to express my sort of gratitude for the current staff that have had to deal with sort of the cramped conditions that we've had over the last 3 or 4 years, and just the fact that they come into work every day under challenging conditions and have been able to provide behavior health, our substance use disorder people in the MAT Red Feather program. And again, it's the front end, the back end staff that for me, and I know Jasmine too, that gets a huge shout out just into particularly the impact that COVID had on just how people interacted, the mental state that people were in, and sort of the challenges that created it. The good thing is that's what we're addressing is, and I'm looking to the future for, I'm kind of an optimist, a better tomorrow, specifically in healthcare, and I'm excited about what in Tuolumne County, what we're going to be able to offer.
And Jasmine Rice, same thing over to you. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
You know, I'm just excited. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited to be in this role. I feel blessed to be given the opportunity to see this thing through. I look forward to the future.
And John, I have to ask final comment. So is the hardest part of these projects the development or the actual construction?
The actual construction, easy. the buildup to that.
So the big list was, is hopefully was, in the past.
Yeah, I had a guy from the Indian Health Service who's an engineer. He found out that we had got awarded the grant for roughly $14 million. And he called me up that day that we got the award because he saw it. And he said, you know, that's incredible news. Congratulations. But he said, what comes next? He said, I hope you're up for it. And I thought, what the hell is he talking about? You know, I mean, it was like bad news bear. And I didn't fully understand what he meant. I can tell you now what he said was somewhat prophetic, and I understand what he meant by it. Yeah, there's a whole lot to the – and it's okay. I mean, you learn lessons along the way. We got where we needed to get, and I think everybody that works for Matheson and the tribal leadership will be proud of the end product.
Well, Jasmine Rice and John Vass, appreciate your time today, and thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you.
Again, I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.